ours to protect. Brought to you by Dublin's Q102.
With the IBI and funded by Comisión na Mban with the television licence fee.
Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more information.
It can be hard for wildlife and nature to thrive in around the stadium, and out in the car parks there we have plants for pollinators, so we try and attract bees and insects into the car parks through the plants that we have there. We have bird boxes in a lot of the trees as well, so again we put bird feeders in place so birds can nest here in the winter. We've installed the swift boxes in the walls of Hill 16. We also have bat boxes installed in the walls along the canal.
Good evening, I'm Luke Delaney. While sustainability and being eco-friendly can often escape the mind of supporters on match day, Ireland's most historic venue ensures that people can still be climate conscious while cheering their counties on. Back in 2007, Croke Park's sustainability journey began, and it continues to be one of their core values. A decade ago, Croke Park became a zero-waste stadium, with 100% of waste being recycled, reused or recovered. This week, we spoke to Colin O'Brien, Head of Sustainability with Croke Park, to discuss the behind-the-scenes steps being taken at the GAA headquarters.
Colin, it's no secret that Croke Park here has led the way in terms of sustainable events. Could you explain to our listeners a little bit about the work that you do and what goes on behind the scenes here in Croke Park?
Yeah, so my role as Sustainability Officer, I suppose, is to make sure the events that we hold here at Croke Park have as little impact as possible on the local community and on the environment. So we focus on things like energy, water, waste, biodiversity and nature, and travel and transport. So we have various projects ongoing in each of those areas to make sure that the impact that our events have and our day-to-day operations have on the local community and on the environment in general is as little as possible.
One of the biggest accolades that you guys have got over recent times is you were the first stadium in the world to be given certification to the newest international environment standard. For myself, for some of our listeners who might not know what that is, first of all, could you try break that down for us?
Yeah, so we have four ISO standards. ISO, or ISO, stands for the International Standards Organization. So they set the best practice or the frameworks for everything we do on a day-to-day basis, and they're sort of embedded into our day-to-day operations. So they cover things like energy management, sustainable events, health and safety. They pretty much set the framework for everything we do, set the best practice, ensure continual improvement every year. So yeah, we were the first stadium in the world to get certified to ISO 14001, which is for environmental management, and ISO 20121 for sustainable events as well. So
if I could bring you back to the start of your journey in sustainability, and especially here around the stadium as well, we know that's a huge growing issue affecting all parts of the world, but when did Croke Park, when did the GAA, when did everyone start to take this on board as such a vital task?
Yeah, we probably started before most people back around 2007, 2008, being the GAA, being Croke Park. We realised we had a responsibility there to do good, to lead the way. We realised, like I said, the impact that we have on the environment with our events, with our day-to-day operations. We're the third largest stadium in Europe, probably the fourth largest stadium now after the Bernabeu. So we realised we had a responsibility to do good, to do well, to lead the way. So yeah, we started back in 2007 before most people knew what sustainability was. We started doing things like tracking our energy usage, started segregating our waste. We sent none of our waste to landfill, which is a proud record we've held since 2014. So yeah, small steps since 2007, and gradually, each year since then, we've made progress.
And for someone who's worked so closely to it over a number of years, have you seen maybe the appetite from supporters coming here, from people working here day to day, to be more environmentally aware when they are coming to a match day than maybe they could have been back in 2006, 2007?
Yeah, there's definitely more awareness around it now. People are a lot more educated around sustainability, around, I suppose, the carbon impact of events and how they can affect that in terms of how they travel to the stadium. Are they walking to the stadium? Are they cycling to the stadium? Are they taking public transport? I think people are aware now to leave the car at home if they can. They're making more, I suppose, environmentally sound choices around what food they have when they come to the stadium. We see a lot more people opting for vegetarian or vegan options rather than the beef option. So people are a lot more educated now, so when you are trying to talk to them about being more sustainable, they understand it a lot more now, which is great.
One of the things which I find amazing when coming here, either whether I'm working here, whether I'm coming as a match goer or as a supporter, it's the visible impact that you guys are taking on board. Your waste management, your segregated bins, and also your biodiversity hub as well, which could be something that would go under the radar. Yeah. Could you go into them a little bit more detail for me? Because it is so clear the work that you guys are doing.
Yeah, biodiversity, I suppose. We're in an urban environment here, so you know, it's a bit of a concrete jungle in this area, so it can be hard for wildlife and nature to thrive in around a stadium and in around the local streets, the car parks we have here. So,
and is this something that you really want to continue long into the future, looking at different sort of hubs that you can introduce, different animals and habitats that you can supply to?
Yeah, like we have foxes roaming the stadium as well. Foxes regularly come into the stadium looking for leftover waste, food. Yeah, so look, it's just about encouraging the wildlife that's in the area to thrive and just to say, what can we do in that area? How much can we do to promote that?
Colin, thank you so much for your time. It's been a brilliant insight into everything that goes on behind the scenes here in Croke Park.
Thanks, Luke.
As Colin said, more people are being conscious about their personal climate targets. And should other organisations and venues take the same steps as Croke Park, the battle to save the planet will be made even easier.
Ours to Protect, brought to you by Dublin's Q102.
With the IBI and funded by Commission Na Mban with the television licence fee.
Check out OursToProtect.ie for more info.